is Monk Aaron speaking from the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. Fun teachers. Ha! Have you ever experienced fun teachers? Generally, when we're speaking of teachers, we're putting it in connection to school, and for some people, school is fun, for some people, it's less. For some people, teachers are fun and beautiful and fabulous, and for some not, because they're not having the right attitude about the teacher or the school. Well, I'm speaking of fun teachers, and these are animals. You say animals are teachers? Well, everything in our world is our teacher. Everything we see is a teaching tool, because we are playing that game here in the relative world, symbolically seeing everything as a motivation to think positive, or if not, negative. Well, there was once a dog. I met this dog in a store when I went to buy fabrics. And this dog actually was not in the store. It was outside in the car waiting for his master. And while the lady was speaking about the dog to me, she was explaining that he was a beautiful golden retriever, which I finally, afterwards when I went out, saw in the car and greeted it, and it indeed was a special dog. Well, the lady who was in the shop was buying fabrics, and she was buying fabrics for the dog. And I said, "Hey, for the dog? What's that all about?" Well, she sews clothes for the dog. And for every occasion, he has another dress, another suit. Because the dog goes in hospitals and old folks' homes, blessing the people. And so when it's Christmas time, or when it's Halloween time, or when it's Easter, depending on the occasion, the dog is dressed. And the people have so much fun. The people have so much fun. And they love this dog to pieces. Well, this dog one day gave signs of not seeing well. So they brought the dog to the optometrist, and he had an operation. Well, he had not only one operation, he had three operations. But he didn't recuperate, because he is not the youngest dog. So the dog became blind. Well, the lady thought, that's the end. I cannot bring him anymore to the hospital because he doesn't see, he doesn't find his way. But the lady wanted to go by herself to the hospital. And the dog was sitting in the garage, in front of the garage door, and closing the way. Whenever she wanted to drive out, he was sitting in front of the sensor, and the door didn't close. So she said, something is with this dog. Maybe I should take him. So she took him in the hospital and to the old folks. And the dog, strange enough, went to special people. Just to special people. There were few special people. And he stood in front of these people. And these people were blind. Well, the dog did not share anymore with his eyes. He didn't see, but he shared with his love. Animals are teachers of love, and they are just wonderful teachers of love. And I have seen this these last months. I came closer to the animals. I've watched our cats. We have 3 cats. But 2 cats we have here in our garage in the Absolute Monastery. And that is Mr. Spot and Mrs. Magic. Well, Mr. Spot and Mrs. Magic, I found yesterday laying together in one basket, just in front of the window, absolutely undisturbed when I come in, just looking, you know, we're having here a love affair. And I said, yeah, I can see that. I really can see that. And I said, what a platonic love affair. How beautiful. Mr. Spot and Mrs. Magic, just cuddled in and talking to each other, whispering in their ears. I just heard it, saying, I love you. It was a beautiful picture. Well, I have 2 dogs living with me. Our schnauzer dog, Button, and the little pincher, Little Love. Well, these last months that they live with me in the embassy, I was given the honor to take care of these dogs. And I was not used so much to live with animals. I have had animals as a child, all kinds of goats and chickens and geese, all kinds of animals and cats too, but I always loved them from the distance. Now that I have these 2 dogs living with me, they are just a gift of love. They are teachers of love to me. And whenever I leave the house, I'm talking to them. I say, now you take care of the house and of the garden and I will be back soon. And you remain here and stay and you meditate and you be good boys. I will be back soon. And they look up at me and they understand. And they go in their basket or on their couch and they do these things. Then when I come in once again, maybe after a couple of hours, maybe only after a short while, it's an greeting, it is an embracing, it is just wonderful. I crawl with them on the floor and we have a feast of cuddling and snuggling and it's a refreshing love in me. And I'm so happy to have these 2 guys with me. And every night they're sleeping in my room, I bring their basket next to my bed and they are beautifully laying there and sometimes snoring or sometimes even I can hear them speaking in their dreams. It's wonderful. But I have a third one to mention and that is Joya. Joya, the little fish. Joya is standing in its aquarium. He's swimming in the aquarium. His aquarium is standing on my desk, but he's swimming, or she is swimming in the water. Well, she is so self-content, so self-centered, all one. And people would say, ah, fish all by itself, that's not fun. Well, it really teaches me. Being alone is a lot of fun. Being alone, it gives me the time to think about who I am, meditate who I am, and being happy alone. And this is what Joya teaches me. Being happy when I'm alone. If I'm alone or with the dogs or with the cats or with my monk companions or out in the world, finally, I'm always alone, one is all. So my teachers here, the fun teachers, are these animals. Platonic love of the cats, the unconditional love of the dogs, and the self-love of the fish. Love, teachers are fun when I know how to see the fun in everything. I love you.